Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Tens of millions in the U.S. have lost their jobs in the pandemic. Some will get their positions back once businesses reopen, but many others are going to have to find a new one. There's a new feature on WSJ.com that has answers to some frequently asked questions about getting back into the workforce.
Think about how to get organized for those interviews, how to remember to research the companies, and then how to also build connections and onboard successfully to a new organization.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Ebony Reed. Coming up, she'll discuss some of the ways that finding and starting a new job have changed during the pandemic.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
If you've ever searched for a new job, you've probably heard some of the same career advice over and over. A lot of those tips still make sense, but the pandemic is giving job seekers a lot more to think about. WSJ.com has a new feature to help anyone who's just beginning the search for a new job. And the Wall Street Journal's Ebony Reed joins us to talk about it. So, Ebony, a lot of people have searched for jobs and interviewed for positions before, but this is a unique opportunity to revisit and polish those skills.
It really is a unique opportunity, JR, because so many of us are still at home in states that haven't quite opened back up due to the pandemic. And people have extra time on their hands with there not being a commute. So it's a good time to reconnect with former colleagues or potentially new ones. And for example, WSJ reporter, Lauren Weber has written about the increased activity on LinkedIn. And she noted back in March that connections and commenting and resharing of posts had jumped 55% at the end of that month.
So let's start with this new world that we're in. Does it seem as if the traditional idea of networking has sort of been tossed out the window?
That's true if you think of networking as in person and sort of that one-on-one contact. But I would say that the world of networking has been shifting digital as more people have gravitated to, virtual connections. It definitely is what people are doing now, which we're seeing with, happy hours virtually and, people connecting in social forums.
Now, job seekers certainly need to match their skills with job openings, but the job interview is unlikely to be conducted in person, at least not during a lockdown.
That's right. And we do have some job resources on our new microsite that we launched, WSJ Jobs, that helps people think about how to get organized for those interviews, how to remember to research the companies, how to think about virtual etiquette in regards to what things you want in view when you're talking with someone, and then how to also build connections and onboard successfully to a new organization.
So can you explain a little about what virtual etiquette is?
So virtual etiquette is basically, if you think about in-person mannerisms and being polite and like understanding the cultural norms of an organization, virtual etiquette is that same sort of concept, but for online. So it's sort of understanding if you're using a virtual tool such as Slack, do you want to send a message to that whole channel? Are there some time zone considerations that you should think about when contacting colleagues using tools? Or should you notice that a colleague has a do not disturb status on a tool? So it's just sort of understanding the rules of the road, but virtually.
And for first-time job seekers or those new to the workforce, the world is very different for them too.
You know, our microsite mentions that, you know, one of the things that first-time job seekers can do is that they can use this time to volunteer. There are a lot of charitable organizations that may be able to need, you know, they could use their skills virtually. And they should also be open to taking positions that may not have been their ideal position. So just being open to new experiences.
Is it a good idea to accept an internship?
It is. Some of the experts that my reporting colleagues spoke with, and we used their journalism to pull together this microsite, you know, talked about how taking an internship can provide experience, and that, you know, while college seniors now graduating into the recession may have been looking for a full-time job, what the internship will provide is, you know, crucial exposure to new industries that could pave the way to a job with that company or another.
How does someone increase their salary if they're graduating college into a recession?
Some of the experts said that noted that when people are in their 20s, they're in sort of like the time frame in their lives where they're most likely to change jobs. And that is an opportunity for them to move up, you know, as they continue to grow their job. So they may graduate into the recession and not have the highest paying job that they were seeking, but there's opportunity to change jobs down the road and also look at other industries that they may not have considered in the past.
And how can people find the jobs Q&A microsite on WSJ.com?
Sure. So they can go to WSJ.com, and at the top of the site, we have a ribbon at the top that has resources related to the coronavirus. At the top of the site, it says finding a job in the ribbon. So if someone clicks that button that says finding a job in the coronavirus free resources, it takes them to the microsite for this project. And the URL for the project is wsj.com/questions/jobs. And they will also see on this page that they can toggle over to another project that we did 3 weeks ago called WSJ Money. And it has information, resources to help people with money questions.
Now, I'm sure our listeners have additional questions about jobs and hiring. How can they reach you and your team?
So when people go to the top of the microsite, there is a button that says ask a question. And when you click it, it takes you to the bottom of the page. And that's where you can input your question and share with us the career phase that you're in and your zip code. And then we pick up those questions and we'll be reading them and looking at them as ways to continue to shape the project and to share with reporting colleagues that are continuing to cover related issues.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal's Ebony Reed. Ebony, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.